table. I reached over and took his hand. He stopped crying, content to have human contact. He didn't cry for his mother much anymore. I raised my other hand to take Sara's. She pushed it back gently. She never spoke. I never did hear her speak, not even to her own children. I looked around. Tide was gone. Anymore, it seemed, I had a better chance of shaking my shadow. Tide was there even in the dark. I started to sit up. Sara held me down with two fingers. I was too weak to do anything, and my head felt like it doubled in size just rising that foot. Sara offered me a hand-carved wooden cup filled with something that smelled so foul my eyes watered. Yuengbao's swamp medicine. I drank. It tasted worse than it smelled. She continued to mop my face. I shivered and shook. The pain went away. I began to relax, to feel both energetic and positive. That was good stuff. Maybe they made it smell and taste bad so people wouldn't take it all the time. We stared at one another a long time, saying nothing but reaching a decision our conscious minds did not entirely recognize at the moment. Hong Trey drifted across my thoughts with a smile and an admonition. This time I managed to smile when I sat up. Unchallenged. I have work to do. Sara shook her head. She fished under the table for Totan, dug him out of his basket. He was in desperate need of changing. Sara tugged my finger. I haven't done this in 20 years. Not since I was a kid myself and had baby brothers and sisters and cousins to change. Stop wiggling, you little turd. You ought to know the drill by now. Totan looked back at me with serious big eyes, not understanding my words, but catching my tone. We got him cleaned up and clothed again, in rags that would have embarrassed a beggar. I told Sara, I'll go kill somebody, get him something better to wear. She laid a hand lightly on my forearm, restraining me. That was a joke, hun. You hang around with me, you're going to hear some dark stuff. I don't mean it literally. I'm going to work now. I moved into the passageway slowly, my legs watery. Sara followed, Totan straddling her left hip. We ran into Bucket right away, looking groggy as he headed for his own pallet. I asked, "You seen Goblin in one eye?"
They went upstairs with their magic junk. To the big lookout.
Thanks. Before we walked 5 feet, Bucket called.
Longo tell you the water is coming up in the catacombs?
I sighed and shook my head. Listened to the half-hearted rumble of my stomach. Wondered if anybody had found a way to get some food cooked. Wound my way through the maze to the ladders that would take me up to Goblin in One Eye.